So we're in New Mills today because the renowned poet Ian McMillan has teamed up with photographer Andrew Brooks to do an exhibition of photographs and words that go with the photos from early morning, because you're an early morning person, aren't you, Ian?
Yeah, early morning is my time. I always wake up about 4:30. I get up at 5 o'clock and I go on my early morning stroll around Darfield near Barnsley, where I've always lived. And my task each morning, because it's always the same route, is to see 5 different things and tweet about them. And that's where this project began. I would tweet the 5 different things I see on the same route, because it would sharpen my brain. And then Andrew Brooks, the photographer, saw these and said, let's do a project together about that, about the early morning, about seeing things in the early morning in the place that you live. So you're not going anywhere special to do this. So he would go out and take photographs. He'd respond to my words. I'd respond to his photographs. And then we'd make this exhibition, which is on at the Rock Mill Centre in New Mills. And greater than the sum of the parts, it's his images of New Mills. It's my walks around Barnsley. And it's really a kind of invitation to people to say, look, this is what we made. You could do this as well. You could have a go. So that's what it is, really.
And what I really liked most were the most mundane pictures. But if you sit back and look, things that you take for granted when you walk past them every day, if you look at them in a new light, you can find a story in them, can't you?
You can. Everything is there for art, I always think. That everything you see is available for narrative. And everything you see is available for change. So you can look at something that, as you say, appears mundane, and then it's up to you. It's up to the individual, the poet, the photographer, the human being, to see something and go, no, what is the narrative behind that? What's the mystery? Where's the art in that? And the more you do it, the easier it gets, I've got to tell you. If you do it every day like I do, it becomes a kind of muscle that you teach yourself to do it. And it's a really life-enhancing thing. So I'd recommend that everybody has a go.
And poetry, growing up, I used to think poetry was like a posh thing. Until I heard you, like on Mark and Lard on the radio, and I thought, hang on, this is brilliant. This is good stuff. Anyone can do poetry from any walk of life, can't you?
Yes, you can. I put it back to my childhood, because I've always lived in Darfield near Barnsley. And in the 60s, that was part of an education authority called the West Riding of Yorkshire, which was run by an absolute genius called Sir Alec Clegg, who said that all children are creative. So in our ordinary school, in an ordinary village, we did singing, dancing, art, and poetry. And he convinced me that that regime in that school convinced me that everybody can do this, and we can all do this. Everybody can write poems. Everybody can have a reaction to the world. Everybody can make art. And the more of that, the better. I've always been convinced that it's like the old days of punk music, you know, where you go to a gig and everybody in the crowd was also in a band. It's the idea that everybody in the crowd can also write poems, everybody in the crowd can also make images. So yeah, the more of that, the better.
And you've got a world early morning stroll day, because you do your early morning stroll on Twitter every morning. And each year, well, starting this year, you've introduced to the world early morning stroll day. Yeah. When is this taking place?
Well, this year's was the 14th of June, and next year's we're hoping to do it on Midsummer's Day, the 21st of June. So if you keep an eye on Andrew Brooks's social media, he'll tell us when we're going to do it. And I think on the 21st of June, the whole world should combine and do its own early stroll. And if we do it rhythmically enough, I think somehow the world will kind of shudder, and there'll be some kind of transformative moment will occur. Maybe not.
And I love getting up early in the morning in the summer when the sun rises. But what's it like in the winter at 5 o'clock?
Well, I like it. I've never felt it a difficult time of day. The opposite time of day is hard for me. I'll say to my wife, it's about 7 o'clock in the evening, and I'll say, I'll go for my evening stroll. And I say, I'll just listen to this nice concert on Radio 3. And she says, I'll give you 2 minutes. And I've gone. I'm asleep. I'm zizzing. But the early mornings for me, no matter what time of year it is, I feel so alive. You know, so tomorrow morning, I'll be getting up at 5 o'clock. It'll be dark. But I'll feel so alive, so interested, so prepared, so available for experience. But yeah, I'd recommend it. I would recommend doing it. And once you start doing it, it's not that hard.
So there you are. Don't wait till the 21st of June. Get up tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock or whenever you want, early in the morning, and have a walk around Withenshaw and see what you can see.
Definitely. The Withenshaw early stroll will be a new thing.